Elsewhere, Israeli forces have detained a Palestinian lawmaker in the occupied West Bank. Abdel Jaber Foraha from the Change and Reform Bloc in the Palestinian Legislative Council was beaten violently at his home in Ramallah before being taken away by Israeli forces. This is the sixth time that Foraha is being arrested by Israeli forces for his anti-Zionist stance. He spent a total of more than 6 years in jail. Foraha was last released in April 2015. Israel has arrested over 5,000 Palestinians since October 2015. Journalist and political commentator Yusuf Al-Helu joins us now from the British capital, London. Mr. Al-Helu, welcome to the program. First of all, give us your perspective on the recent incident involving Abdel Jaber Foraha from the Change and Reform Bloc.
Yes, well, the arrest of lawmakers, whether they are affiliated to the Reform Bloc or other lawmakers, is a continuation policy aimed at deepening the split between the two main rebel factions, Fatah and Hamas, and also in an attempt to sabotage or weaken the popular uprising taking place across the Palestinian territories. Recent statements by Israeli officials saying that they have no peace partner, and the situation in the occupied territories show that Israel does not respect international law. The election results that brought the Palestinian government to power. In the past years, Israel arrested a number of lawmakers, a number of them still in prison, including women. And this is not only targeting Palestinian lawmakers. Ordinary Palestinians are being targeted on a daily basis in an attempt, as I say, to silence the voice of resistance.
Mr. Al-Helu, what's alarming is also the silence of the international community, as in this case and in many other cases, these are elected officials that are being beaten and arrested by the occupying Israeli forces. What are your thoughts on the lack of response on behalf of the international community?
Well, this is what we call the apathy of the international community when it comes to the rights of Palestinians. The inaction of the United Nations Security Council officials worldwide regarding these human rights violations of international law. Israel enjoys a culture of impunity, and it can carry out its aggressions against Palestinians simply because of the silence, as you mentioned, and also because of the green light given by the U.S. administration.
You mentioned an interesting term there, a culture of immunity for the Israelis. What has to happen to change the status quo, that culture of immunity for the Israeli regime?
Well, civil society organizations call for different actions to be taken to pressure the Israelis to abide by international law. They came up with the idea of BDS, raising awareness, conducting workshops to raise awareness about these violations. Unfortunately, the Palestinians, they did not pin their hope on Arab countries anymore, so they rely on the freedom-loving people around the world who show solidarity with the Palestinians, and this solidarity is growing. But unless Israel is forced by these tactics, then it will carry on these aggressions.
Thank you very much. Journalist and political commentator Yusuf Al-Helu joining us on the line from London.